Message number 230. False prophets trying to detract from my holy word. Wednesday, October 26, 2011 at 15:30. My dearly beloved daughter, please tell my children to be alert to false visionaries who speak in my name but who promote words that do not come from my lips. Many of these self-proclaimed visionaries who appear on the outside as Catholics and with all the mannerisms associated with this and other Christian doctrines are in fact New Age followers. New Age followers will now infiltrate the world to convince my children that they have been sent to promote my holy word. Their words will seem on the face of it to be true. The language they use will be sophisticated, loving, well thought out, but will mask a lie. This is the era for the false prophets to emerge, and many of my children will find it difficult to discern truth from fiction. You, my daughter, are now being targeted by these visionaries who have set out to detract from my holy word. Do not allow this to happen, or my children will be sucked into a darkness they will find hard to disentangle from. Remember this. These false prophets are also my beloved children, so please pray for them. Sadly, they have been misguided into believing in an imaginary hierarchy and a universe which does not exist. Be wary of those who refer to ascended masters or who talk about a new era of light where God the Father is simply viewed as just another facet. These souls do not take direction from me. They are espousing beliefs instilled by the deceiver. In many cases, these deluded souls believe they are receiving divine messages. This is how Satan works. His soft, soothing words will yield a stark, cold but convincing litany of words. They do not come from God the Most High. As I have told you before, I speak to the world in a simple way. I have no use for colorful language in the guise of a cold, superior voice. I try not to instill fear in your hearts. I simply try to lead you to the truth and the importance of loving your neighbor. How difficult it is for you children in these confusing times. Pray that you do not become victims of a series of falsehoods which will be spread by false prophets. If their messages seem contrived, are difficult to understand, and strike fear in your hearts, they are not from me. Children, stay focused only on me. I have much to tell you. Do not allow yourselves to be distracted for 1 minute, as it will prevent you from saving those souls so badly in need of your prayers. Your Jesus.